In the early 1920s, Europe was basically in shambles. World War I had just ended, and they left carnage all over the continent. The destruction that the war left was absolutely unthinkable. The weapons, the chemical warfare was like nothing the world had ever seen before. The weapons were greater, and it left the wreckage to prove it. The whole continent was left in shambles after these new, relatively new nations came together and formed what we know as Germany, what we know as Italy, Austria-Hungary, the post-revolution France. All these nations came together and then fiercely went after each other in World War I. It was devastating to the whole continent. But Pius XI, the Pope after the war, had an answer. He saw that the destruction was from this mistaken ideology that the nation, the country, is all powerful, and that the problem lay deep in the hearts of humanity, that we had given ourselves completely to our country, and we've lost where our heart should be. We forgot where our allegiance is supposed to lay. They were in the wrong place. So in 1925, Pius XI instituted this feast day we celebrate today. He instituted the feast of our Lord Jesus Christ, King of the universe. He wanted this feast day to come up every year to remind us that our hearts are with Jesus Christ, that our allegiance should primarily be to Jesus Christ, the King of the universe, that he's the sovereign ruler over the whole world, and it's the Lord who reigns from the altar of the cross over each and every one of us. And it's in him, in Jesus Christ, that we find our meaning. That Christ is the Lord, or in the Latin, that he's the Dominus, where we get the word dominate. That the Lord is supposed to be the one who dominates our life, because he knows what's best for us. Because he knows that if we let him rule, if we let him dominate our lives, that's where we're going to find happiness. That's where we're going to find meaning. And if we don't, if we only go half-heartedly, we're just fooling around with Christianity. If we only let Jesus Christ be just a little part of our life, if we don't let the King rule, we're just playing a game with Christianity. If he just fits into our life alongside our job or our school or the Bengals Sunday night game tonight, we're just messing around with Jesus. That he wants to be the Lord of our entire lives, of everything we do. And it's his love that he wants to reign in our hearts. He wants the kingdom to penetrate the depths of our souls and transform us from the inside. And we begin to see a glimpse of that kingdom today in the gospel. We see Jesus conversing with Pilate. We hear him conversing with Pilate about his death, that the Jews are trying to hand Jesus over to be killed. But look at Jesus' response. He's calm. He's cool. He's actually asking Pilate questions, trying to probe Pilate a little bit just to see if he can awaken some faith in Pilate. He's peaceful. That this kingdom of Jesus Christ and the King who rules over it is one of peace. It's the path of nonviolence that the Lord presents before us and invites us to follow. And he tells us that his kingdom is one not of war, not a Messiah who's going to come and destroy militarily Israel's enemies, but he's the one for peace. And then in the other readings today, we hear a different aspect of the kingdom, that the kingdom's not just for a chosen few, but it's universal. It's for all of humanity, that the Lord's death on the cross, on the throne of the cross, is not just for a few, but he wants it for everybody. He dies for each and every one of us without exclusion. Jesus knows that entering his kingdom is the best thing for all humanity. So he dies for each and every one of us, for those who are here on Sundays, for those who aren't, for those who live anywhere in the world. He invites everybody into his kingdom. And I think this is what Pius XI had in mind when he instituted this feast day every year, the feast of Jesus Christ, king of the universe, on the heels of the First World War, that he wanted to invite the entire world, everybody, without question, to this kingdom of peace. He saw a world torn apart by war, by utter destruction, and he wants peace. He wants people to know the peace, the love, and the truth of Jesus Christ. And we should want the same thing with Pius XI. We should want the kingdom of peace, the kingdom of Jesus Christ, to permeate the entire world. We should want everybody to enter into this fold of Jesus' church, his kingdom of peace, especially those who are the furthest away. We know that there are people in our world today who want to tear the world apart, who want to terrorize humanity. We have people that would rather sow destruction, sow discord, than enter this kingdom of peace. Yet, these are the ones who need the kingdom of Jesus Christ, who need Jesus Christ, King of the universe, more than anybody else. These are the ones who need to know this peace of Jesus Christ, the ones who are going to tear the world apart. And it may seem impossible. It may seem like the most ridiculous thing that Jesus Christ wants these people to enter his kingdom of peace. But with God, we have to believe that all things are possible. That these people who are out to terrorize the world need our prayers. They need our prayers that they may have a change of heart. They may enter into the truth and the peace of the kingdom of God. We have to believe this is possible. If for no other reason than our own personal experience, that we first have encountered the King of Kings, we first have known Jesus Christ, the Lord of Peace, and it's changed us. We know that Jesus Christ can transform hearts and minds for his love. We have to believe this is possible for everyone else. When we've encountered him, and we know this to be true, we know it's possible because we've seen Jesus Christ change our own lives. We know it's true that he can do this for others, even those who are furthest away, even those who are the most ideologically opposed to Jesus Christ. We believe that he can change their hearts through the power of the Holy Spirit. It's our great hope as Christians that the love of Jesus Christ, that the truth of Christ, King of the universe, can change the entire world.